The Money Show. The Markets.
A more than decent day for the market today, closing off in better territory. Not the best, but better territory. Mining shares, of course, rebounding from the losses we saw on Friday. They were up close to 2% today. The All Share up 348 points. Financials are also in positive territory, but industrials towards the close, towards the market close, dropping there into negative territory. To help us really unpack this is Merrill Pick, a portfolio manager at All Mutual Investment Group. Merrill, industrials dropping there towards the end of that trading day. Do we have any indications of what had pulled the market down there?
Hi, Mateo, and good day to your listeners. I think it's hard to say specifically for, you know, moves on the day. And, you know, I guess it's also sector relative. So as you've pointed out, we've seen mining companies rebounding quite strongly. I think potentially driven by, you know, a lot of interest around the Anglo American potential corporate action, bringing people's attention and curiosity to, well, what then is the value to be unlocked, and is there then value in the sector as a whole? So I think that, you know, relative call versus industrials, and specifically SA industrials, could be pulling market attention away from industrials towards resources as a sector.
Then we've seen a very strong rand on Monday. Is that playing off the US jobs numbers that came out on Friday?
Yeah, again, difficult to tell whether it's SA specific, you know, drivers versus, we know we've got, we're coming into an election period, very noisy period. So we have seen quite a lot of weakness in the rand, so it could just be a pullback of that and a normalization of the rand. But certainly, with the market seeing the economic data out of the States, this idea of a rate cut being back on the table, rate cut is more of a risk-on environment, and emerging markets look more attractive. Rate cut could lead to dollar weakness and therefore emerging market currency strength. So I think those are some of the drivers. I do struggle to reconcile these things to a degree, because we are at the end talking about weakening signs of data. So if job hires are slowing down, that's actually a sign of weakness, but the market looking through that to say into weakness the Fed would cut. What does the cut then mean for different asset classes and for risk? But we might need to go through quite a slow and volatile period first to get to the rate cuts.
And what exactly could the market be pricing in? I know we're heading towards elections. When it comes around that, you know, when we look at stability of the South African market post-elections, are analysts starting to look at our market to see whether how the permutations will play themselves out, especially with coalition governments?
Sure. So, look, coalition governments, I think, are in South Africa specifically with a very narrow lens. We have seen really poor examples of this, you know, in executed, more especially at the municipal level. We've seen very dysfunctional coalitions. If we zoom out, however, and look at global politics, what are the norms in different countries around the world? Well, you know, the U.S. is pretty much a two-party state. China is a one-party state. But there are plenty of examples across Latin America and Europe of coalition governments being able to function and deliver incremental policy improvements over time. So I think people are working through that, and the market is working through that. I think the question that we are asking ourselves is whether the status quo, being majority one-party state, you know, what has that delivered? If the status quo continues, yeah, what will that deliver from a policy perspective? And can it yes, there are the extreme examples of a very leftist coalition, with a reasonably low probability, we think. But anything other than that, could it actually deliver worse, the same, or better policy outcomes? I think that's the question that the market is grappling with.
Yeah, and we can probably only answer that after the elections and once we have a government in place. S&P Global, South Africa's Purchasing Managers Index, that particular index rising to 50.3 points in April. Just a glimmer coming out in terms of data, of course. We've been looking at, prices at the factory gate, inflation in the country, but that at least giving us some hope that we're moving in the right direction.
Yes, and then I think there are noisy signals either way, because then at the same time you have slight tick up in unemployment and a slowdown in hiring. You know, so these signals are somewhat contradictory. But I think if we look at some of the structural forces driving inflation and the prices at the gate, some of those are probably structural embedded and here to stay for a number of years. I think, you know, looking at the macro backdrop is really quite important, but I think trying to distill it down to are there, certainly from an equity selection point of view, are there companies that are well-placed or well-managed and can navigate in the global market, in the South African market, can navigate any of this macro uncertainty better than others? I think that's when there's large uncertainty, that is the approach that we are taking. Finding companies that have good specific strategies that we think can drive earnings up regardless of the macro compared to their peers and backing those names.
And for somebody who's invested in the markets, I hear you talking about a lot of noise around the market right now. Do you sit on your hands? How do you read it in terms of elections? There's interest rates, possible cuts. How do you make sure that, you still have your investment solid with all the noise that's happening around you?
Sure. I think the one answer that's always part of a strategy is diversification. We can come up with various scenarios around elections and we can assign probabilities to those scenarios. But positioning, I think for any investor listening, to position your portfolio strongly in favor of one outcome or another is probably increasing the risk in your portfolio. So I think trying to diversify. So for example, we do think there are shares that are cheap within South African financials. Obviously, the risk there is that we have a market-unfriendly election outcome,
yeah,
which drives bond yields up and those financials get even cheaper. But at the same time, we also hold quite a lot of gold shares in our portfolios because in such an unfavorable election environment, the rand would weaken and South African gold shares are quite geared to a weaker rand. So I think it's building a barbell approach into the portfolio.
All right. That was Merrill Pick, portfolio manager at All Mutual Investment Group, covering the markets for us there.